The Lord Jesus told this parable to address an issue that is very common. Many of us may think we are not like this, but it can easily affect us in many ways without our realizing it. We may say we are not rich. We don't have many grains and goods stored up for many years. But is there within our heart a longing, a desire to have many things which are not truly helpful for us? We want to have things that God does not see fit for us to have. Greed, covetousness, can come in many different ways. We look at other people, we long to have what they have. We look at life around us, there are many things attractive to us. We may seek for treasure for ourselves, but are we rich toward God? That is the critical question. Where are our riches? The Lord Jesus is not saying that possessions are bad in themselves. We should not have possessions. We cannot earn money. We cannot buy things. But he is telling us we must be careful. The things in this world can easily grip our hearts. There are many things that we may think we possess, but in fact, they possess us. They grip our hearts, and we lose our freedom. The Lord Jesus said, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed." He says, "Not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." What do you want to possess? If you have an abundance of the things of this world, would life be fulfilling? Would you have found your life? This man said, "So you have many goods laid up for many years to come." He had many goods. He had many things that he wanted. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Many people work very hard to earn. Many of them will tell you, "I work hard because I have to earn. I need to survive." That is reasonable. All of us should be responsible, do our part, as God expects of us as we live in this world. There is a place to work hard. There is a place to earn money. But very often, we find that in reality, we are not satisfied with what we have. And that pushes us to work to have more. It is true, there are times when work situations are very busy, not because we want it that way, but in various situations we become very busy, very involved, because of the things that we want to have. There was a man who looked very depressed, very deeply stressed. He found that he could hardly cope with life. The reason, he said, was that he was now working in a job that was very demanding. It required far more than what he was capable of doing. This job gave him quite a good income, but it was very, very stressful to him because he could not cope with the demands. His friend asked him, Why do you want to carry on this way? You could leave this job, find another job that is not so difficult for you, and you need not be so stressed. He said, no, I cannot. I cannot leave this job. I have so many things under higher purchase. I have so many commitments financially. I need this job to finance all these things that I have. I cannot leave this job. And so he carried on with the job that he had and continued in that state of deep distress. Well, that is a situation that various ones may go through in some form or another. We strive in order to have. And as we have, we find that we are actually losing what we truly want to have. We want meaning, we want life. We strive to find that. But when we get these things, when we have them, we in fact lose our life. When we have a wrong desire in our heart, bear in mind there is someone on the lookout for you. He will give you suggestions how you can have more. Just as the man spoke to the man who was robbed and told him that he could be rich. He could have his money and his life. So too, the evil one is on the lookout to offer us our money and our life. He says, I can give you the things of this world. You can enjoy your life. You can have your money and your life. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The evil one offers us the world. What is present in this world? The riches, the fame, the glory, the power, enjoyment in this world. He may not offer us as much as he offered the Lord Jesus, but he can still offer us sufficient to be very attractive to us. The evil one offered the Lord Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. That is because the issues involved were very great. You may not be worth all that to him, but he can still offer you something in exchange for your allegiance to him. He said, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. The evil one can offer us many things that bring excitement to us, enjoyment, satisfaction, happiness. We can have our money and our life in this world. While the robber may take your money in order to spare your life, the evil one says, I give you the money and I give you the life. You can enjoy yourself in this world, spend, live, be famous, be popular, enjoy this world. But it is at the expense of your true ultimate life. He gives you and he allows you to have some degree of physical life, but he takes away the potential for spiritual life. And if you already have spiritual life, he wants to take that away from you. The evil one does not just offer the world to people without life spiritually. He also offers the world to Christians who have spiritual life, but he wants to take that life away, or at least to cause that life to degenerate and to die. The evil one will teach us his ways, how to make money, how to be rich, how to be powerful, how to be famous. He'll teach us how to be proud, how to be arrogant, how to be inconsiderate, how not to care for other people. Why weep for these people who are so weak? Be strong. Have a power to control others. You must not be sentimental. You must not care so much about the poor. And so you can learn to become ruthless, deceitful, and yet famous. At some other time, he will also teach you to be popular, respectable. Give your money to charity. Be a patron of various charitable organizations. People will know that you are a good man. You have contributed much to society. So there are people who, while they exploit other people, while they achieve their fame, their name, and their gain by improper means, yet they may contribute much to charity and be regarded as a very generous man, a philanthropist. In the end, when we do that, we become enslaved to the evil one. We follow his ways, and we lose our life, our true spiritual life. The Lord Jesus warns us about such a danger. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 37. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 37. And he summoned the multitude with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The evil one offers us our money and our life. But in reality, he takes away our life. We will lose our life as a result of finding that kind of life that the world offers us, that the evil one offers to us. The Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples as well as to the multitude and said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." many people come to the Lord Jesus because they want to have the things of the world. They think that by believing in God, they can have comfort, security, wealth, a good name. The Lord Jesus said, if you want to come after me, you have to learn first to deny yourself. You have to take up your cross and follow me. He doesn't offer us a very attractive life. He doesn't give you your money and your life. He wants to take that away. He says you must give up your money and your life. Deny yourself. All that you have, all that you long to be for selfish reasons. Give that up. Take up your cross. The cross is the place of suffering, pain, anguish. That is what the Lord Jesus offers us. Take up your cross. Many people think that following the Lord Jesus is a very easy thing. Just say, I accept him as my Savior, and I will have a place in heaven. I can then go and live my life as I wish. That is not so. If we want to follow him, we must be prepared to repent, to turn away from our old way of life. No longer seek for great things for ourselves. No longer seek for enjoyment for ourselves. But seek for what is truly meaningful before God. He says, whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. If we want to save our life in this world, we want our money and our life in this world, then he says, you will lose it. You will lose your spiritual life. You will lose the true life that is meaningful for eternity. But he says, whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. If we are prepared to give up our money and our life for the Lord, we will find the true life, a life of true freedom. We will find ourselves free from the bondage of seeking for the things of this world, the fear of what men may say and do to us. We will find a life of ultimate worth and meaning. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Gain the world, lose your soul. We have to consider, what do I have? Do I have the world or do I have the Lord? Do I have what the world offers me or do I have the life that God wants to give to me? It is a choice that we make. It is not imposed upon us. When a man offered the one who was robbed, and he told him, I can give you your money and your life, he had a choice whether he would take that offer. But if he wanted that life and that money, he had to listen to him. So too, the evil one offers us the world, many things in this world. He offers us enjoyment of this world. He offers us satisfaction in self-gratification. But it is at a price. We have to listen to him. As we begin to listen to him, his grip over us will increase. He will have much more say in our lives. He will arrange for things in your life for you to enjoy yourself and to become his slave. When we recognize the bondage of that slavery, perhaps we may come to realize the meaninglessness of such a life. When God speaks to us and he tells us, I offer you poverty, pain and suffering, but freedom, meaning, would we respond? If we sufficiently recognize the wretched state that we are in, the meaninglessness of life through such pursuit in this world, we may perhaps listen to the Lord and say, yes, I'm willing to deny myself, to take up my cross and follow you. I will give up all that I have in order to be your disciple, to listen to you. When we do that, the Lord says, we will gain our life. We will find eternal life. The choice is ours. What do I have in terms of that which is most important is determined by us.